Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here's your host, Dr. Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director of CEF of Illinois.
Thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations. Recently this fall, our guest speaker for our CEF fundraiser was Dr. Brian Chappell. Dr. Chappell gave a powerful presentation that evening on celebrating generations and the importance of reaching this generation of children growing up right now in our culture and particularly here in our country in the USA. Dr. Brian Chappell is the pastor emeritus of Grace Presbyterian Church in Peoria, Illinois, where he served as senior pastor for 7 years. He's also the president emeritus of Covenant Theological Seminary, where he served there as president for over 20 years. Currently, Dr. Brian Chappell is serving as a stated clerk over the PCA, the Presbyterian Church of America denomination, and frequently he travels abroad, both near and far, spreading the gospel message of God's unlimited grace in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This will be the first part of Dr. Brian Chappell's message that will be aired over a series of 4 weeks on CEF's weekly radio program, Telling Future Generations. We hope you enjoy.
I have a very simple goal tonight. I want to talk to you about how important is your support of Child Evangelism Fellowship because of how difficult it is for children to hear the gospel in our culture today. You know, I think some time back when our youngest daughter, quite a bit younger than what we call our big kids, was struggling emotionally, all our other children graduated from Covenant College with a degree, a job, and a spouse. And our youngest daughter graduated with a degree, but no job and no spouse. In fact, she did not get into the graduate school that she wanted to get into, and against her parents' advice, was the only school to which she applied. And as we watched her spiral down emotionally, you know, it's one of those you get fearful as parents. You know, how far down might she go? And as we prayed for her and had friends gather around her, some of you in this church prayed for her as well. And on a New Year's Day, a couple of years after her graduation from college, she wrote these words on her Facebook account. She wrote these words: "Today, release last year to God with a thankful heart of worship. Dedicate the coming year into His hands. And prayerfully place all of your desires and needs for this new year underneath Christ's Lordship. He will never fail you." You know, when you see a struggling child affirming faith in Jesus Christ, parents, grandparents, what's your reaction? It's that of the Apostle John. "I have no greater joy than to know that my children walk in truth." And we are called not just to be the parents of our biological children. We are spiritual mothers and fathers to many other children. And as you hear Katrina talk about not only what's happening in Good News Clubs here, but Uganda and many other places, we have no greater joy than to know that God's children are walking in truth because they're hearing from those who believe the gospel that is proclaimed in the scriptures. But not only hearing that, but believing it is becoming increasingly difficult in our culture. And I'm going to do the bad news for a while and then talk to you about how important it is that CEF receive your support and that that ministry continues so strong. If you say, why is it important? Why is it important that our children understand and hear the gospel in a culture in which that gospel is increasingly foreign, if not opposed? One of the reasons it is so hard for children to hear the gospel in our day and age is because of the loss of truth. There was a time, probably most of you in this room of a certain generation, believed that there was a truth that was universal. God's word is true. Life is precious. Truth is to be told. Integrity is to be valued. Marriage is sacred. All things that we said, well, that's everybody believes that. And yet, virtually every truth I just stated can be questioned in today's culture. We are not believing that there is a, what Francis Schaeffer called, a capital T truth, a transcendent truth for all people, for all times this will apply. Instead, we are a culture increasingly saying, no one has truth. Remember, like the New Testament king? Well, who knows what's true? What is truth? The only truth our culture says you can claim now is your personal truth, your own truth. It's Oprah truth. You get to tell your truth. But your truth is not necessarily my truth. And whether you study science or law or English literature today, what we are told is that there is no truth that has to be accepted by everybody, just at a very plain level. The reason is because every truth changes. If I believe that cats are white because my cat is white, but you talk about cats and your only cat that you've ever had since you were a kid is black, then when you use the word cat, I think of something white, you think of something black. Everybody's experience determines what they believe is true. As a consequence, when experiences are different, truth changes. By the way, does everybody have the same experience? Does anybody have the same experience even tomorrow that they had today? The old saying, you can't put your foot in the same stream twice, means that even if you have a truth today, it could be a different truth tomorrow. And so what we are told is all truth is relative. It changes. Even if you had truth, it might not be true tomorrow. And as a consequence, if you say you have truth that everybody ought to believe, that ought to bind people to the behavior that you think is moral and right and good, not only are you crazy, according to this notion, you're bad. You're intolerant. You don't care about people. Now, listen, in the church, we tend to think, oh, that doesn't affect us. We believe the Bible is true and believe that should rule over our lives, and we are not affected by this relativistic truth of our culture. Really? Is it true that people in the church believe that there is a universal truth and that individual truth should not be what rules? The trouble is, we don't trust anybody's transcendent truth. We only trust our individual. How do I know that? All right, everybody who trusts the government, raise your hand. Everybody who trusts science is telling it. Everybody who thinks that climate change is occurring or is not occurring. Everybody who thinks that you ought to wear a mask or not wear a mask during COVID. Everybody who thinks that you ought to get a COVID vaccine, raise your hand. There is no authority. The only authority that even in the church we back to is what I think is right. We don't trust educators. We don't trust the government. We don't trust science. Science is in the pocket of business. Business is in the pocket of profit. Government is in the pocket of the politicians. The politicians are in the pocket of the business. We don't believe anybody has truth. Except, of course, you entirely believe the church and trust it entirely. What's the problem? The church has fundamental differences within itself. You know, Pastor Kerry was very nice, and Kathy and I shed many tears in leaving this church. There's one reason we left this church. One reason only. We thought we would die here and die happy. It was because our church was coming unglued. Because all the polarities in the culture were entering our denomination, and there were real questions about whether we could stay together. And leaders of the church came to us and said, can you help us stay? Now, only the Holy Spirit can do that. But after about 2 years of being approached, we felt like we would be irresponsible not to try to help. Would we in 5 years look back and say, why did we not even try? Because we were happy. because we were comfortable, because we loved it here. But ultimately, we recognize that all the controversies in the culture that are affected by, the only truth you have is your individual truth, and if you differ with somebody, that's just your interpretation. And if I tell you that I'm going to question your morality or your marriage or your choice, then I don't just disagree with you, you are evil. And I can hate you and speak ill about you because you are evil. And those same things that happen in the political world were happening in, and are happening in the church. And it's because we're all affected by nobody has the absolute truth anymore, because even in the church, we're affected by our culture. Now, how does that affect children? You have to recognize that not only is there the loss of truth, as a consequence, because the church has not been able to speak with one voice about what is true, what ought to rule over people, we are losing our youth. Now, the standard thing that we point to is when young people graduate from high school, 2/3 will leave the church. Go across the denominations, Southern Baptist, United Methodist, Missouri Synod Lutheran. Go across the Bible-believing denominations. When our children graduate from high school, 2/3 will leave the church. 1/3 will come back. When will they come back? When they start having children of their own. They will want them back in the church. Now, this material is actually out of the Southern Baptist Convention. This is Lifeway Research. And it's now almost a dozen years old. Post-COVID, we don't even believe that anymore. At this point, if we say how many youth are actively involved in the church in their high school years, only 15% of America's youth are actively involved in the church in high school. Only 15%. So if you say 2/3 who are involved will leave, and only 15% of the total, you are talking about a remarkable small number of young people who are saying, I'm going to follow Jesus and be faithful to him, because if I am following him and I believe Jesus is the only way of salvation, the Bible is true, same-sex attraction is immoral, premarital sex is wrong, you are to be married forever if you marry, if you believe all of those things as a young person in today's culture in a public school, you may be the only Christian who believes those things that you know.
Hi, and thanks for listening to Telling Future Generations. You've been listening to the first excerpt from Dr. Brian Chappell's message, Celebrating Generations, that he gave at our recent CEF of Illinois fall fundraiser as our guest speaker. We hope you join us again next week as we continue the second part of Dr. Chappell's message that highlights the importance of reaching this generation of children now with the gospel. Until then, may the Lord bless.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations. Tell me.